Joe, you got some text on the Mike Elias interview?
I do. As you can imagine, they're not very happy.
Okay.
The people. All right, I'll start with this one. Was that Elias or Angelos? Absolute joke. F Mike Elias.
Does he give a reason why?
What?
No, that's literally the text.
That's just one of those a-holes that it's that's no matter what you about. Say, they're not. Yeah.
Here's another one from Chuck in Virginia. Elias sounds exactly like the way he does his job. Incompetent. The crappy feud about hitting righties better first. How does this? Okay, Jesus, people cannot put a sentence together. The crappy feud about hitting righties better first before facing lefties is ridiculous. I don't usually call for anyone else's job, but I am now. He's got to go.
Well, that's dumb too.
He actually said he gots to go.
Well, look, do people not buy into the lefty righty thing? Why does every effing MLB team do it? I'm saying, are they being?
They all have to go.
Are they being too aggressive?
Can I go to a time in Orioles baseball when things were great and we think it was the greatest time ever? I submit to you, Lowenstein Rennecke, lefty righty, left field. One batted against right-handers, the other batted against left-handers. They hit over 40 bombs collectively one year. Can I also present to you Dwyer Ford, Jim Dwyer? Dan Ford, they played in right field. They platoon. Towards the end of his career, could I present to you Bumbry, Shelby, platoon, center field. Why do people act like this is new? When the time that many of you say was the greatest time in Oriole history, the greatest era, they platooned then.
And again,
why is this new?
For me, I don't have a problem with any right-handers that they put in the lineup to face lefties. I want to see Jackson Holliday in there, especially against soft tossing lefties. And I want to see, like, Colton Cowser got his opportunity to hit against lefties last year. I don't know if that's because they didn't have better options.
Right.
But that being said, I want to see Kierstead and I want to see Holliday hit against lefties. Not every lefty.
I do. And you saw a time where that switch flipped for Colton Cowser.
Mm-hmm.
We saw it. Kevin in Catonsville. What's up, Kevin?
Good morning, guys. How you doing, man?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Hey, one thing I want to commend you guys, because I didn't think you would, but I like that you didn't throw no softball questions out there to him, other than, you know, Rob, you said you were surprised Jeremy asked him about Justin. I wasn't.
You know? Well, hell, man.
But you know, hey, and I think he answered honestly, but he still has to walk that fine line of, hey, I can't say Charlie Morton pitching like crap, even if he is. I got a massage because you still got a locker room to think about. But he answered the questions, in my opinion, honestly and truthfully. And like you said, Zach Eflin may want to go back to Florida. Maybe he don't. But some of these guys don't. It helped me as a fan when I stopped looking at the game like a fan, you know. But good interview. And I'm glad y'all asked the tough questions.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate that. Man. And that's the problem. People don't. Yeah, he told the truth. Yeah, but I don't like his answer. But it's the truth. It's the truth. Columbia, Steve. What's up, Steve?
Good morning. How you doing, guys?
Doing well. How are you?
Okay. I know how you're doing. It's not a question you want you want people to ask. But anyway, I'm actually not calling about Mike Elias' job. I'm calling about my job. And the situation is this. I'm in my 60s. I'm considering taking a course or courses offered by a company called Sports Management Worldwide in player development and scouting. And I was I hope to be able to ask Mike this myself. But in your opinion, would he or any major league team, what would they? How seriously would they take a person graduating from these classes and getting started in this?
Well, you said sports management, Steve. I'll tell you this. A lot of the guys that work for them either did sports management or finance. That's a lot of them.
Well, I think in a lot of situations, too, depending on where you're at, you got to have a math background.
I was a sports management guy myself. That's my education, sports management. But like you said, math has got to be a part of it.
Rob got straight A's and running up the score. Deal with that today.
Oh, my gosh. He's laughing to where he lost his breath, Ed. He's back here getting a kick out of himself, leaning back in his chair, turning red. He is Candy Apple Red laughing at himself.
Man, you don't know.
Let's go to Harford County and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. I turned it on right when Elias was speaking. I think he was truthful. He was honest. He was upfront. He said the trades didn't come through the way I wanted to. He owned it. You can't do anything about injuries. So I don't care who you are. When you put a team together, you do not put together the team with injuries. Any team that takes a Rodriguez, a Bradish, and an Efrén off of the team, period, end of story. Take any team in the MLB, take their top three starters off the team, and let's have a discussion about the quality of the roster. Then you get a guy from the Phillies, and well, I think a 2.42 last year, and has a track record of being above average, and he basically is out. And then you have a bullpen outside of a couple hiccups, has been pretty respectful. The biggest eyesore based on the team being together is the hitting, period, because that those players were there and they are there. Everything around it, the bullpen is respectable, but the pitching is out. You can't take a Lamar Jackson, a Derrick Henry, a Kyle Hamilton out and expect it to be the same team, no matter who the GM is, period. So all these guys that call up with all this rant stuff, don't understand. You don't, you know, they sound like they got on, what, Charlie Brown, rant, right? You don't make a great team with injuries. You got to plan for it, but this is ridiculous. This is like rearranging the chairs on the Titanic. The ship's still going to go down when you lose three starters. Have a great day.
You too. Wow.
I hope we lose a fourth. Get Charlie Morton out of here.
He's in the bullpen.
Oh. Get him out of the bullpen. They have good numbers. Trying to ruin that too?
What was the line in Wedding Singers when he told his girlfriend to take off the shirt that had the band on it? He's gonna make a breakout.
Oh no, that's the Wedding Singer. Yeah, so he's like, take off my shirt before you jinx the band and they break up. And it was a Van Halen T-shirt, you know.
Get out of the bullpen before you jinx the bullpen.
Hey, honey, somebody shot JR. Damn it, I got water all over myself.
I love that movie.
Oh, let's go to Delaware and get John. What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing, fellas? Good. Can you please turn my frown upside down and tell me there's something I hope for this season?
I didn't hear you.
Can you please turn my frown upside down and tell me there's something I hope for this season?
Yeah, look, I mean, this month you're getting back a bunch of pieces. And again, this month you're also facing a bunch of teams that are below 500 or right around there. You've had a tough schedule to start the season. Some of these guys are getting healthy. I don't know what to tell you about Grayson. Bradish is on his way back. I don't know how long that's going to take. Eflin seems like he's going to get back sooner than the rest of them. Kittredge is coming back. Mm-hmm. Chase McDermott just had a start in the minor league. So you have options now if something's not going right. The good thing about those guys coming back is ain't enough spots on this team. And the first guy that should go, you know who it is.
Charlie Morton.
Yeah. They're going to have to make a decision. I don't want to see other guys going. I mean, look, you have Rivera and some of these other guys up here. Mayo, if the other guys get healthy.
This guy's like a dog with a bone over here.
Yeah.
Charlie Morton.